Welcome in now. It's time for Today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we have a special guest today. Well, we have special guests many times, and this one is one that's been involved in the community for quite some time in various ways, and it's always our pleasure to greet and say hi to Tito Fuente. So, Tito, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Ira. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, we want to make sure we get right up to the microphone there.
Sure.
Give us a little background now. Last time we talked, you were working with your wife, Alma, in managing the Silverados baseball team. So that was last summer. So where does that stand now?
We're still at it. We're working together still, going for our 2020 season for the Napa Silverados. So be our eighth year in the league together, Alma and I, and working with the Silverados for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about this off season. This must be a tough time.
You know, the off season is always a tough time because baseball is not apparent to us in our life. But it was very good. It was very productive. We got a lot of guys from the 2019 season being looked at currently with the D-backs and some other teams. And in the Mexican League, the professional Mexican League. So, you know, we're moving them up as we always do every year, and we're looking forward to 2020.
All right, well, let's take a look now at what happens when the season comes to an end. You had some great sponsors and all, and so how do you kind of draw things to a close with the idea then you're going to be opening up again in the spring?
Well, we stay in close communication with our sponsors. We welcome them back, and we've reached out, and it looks like we have a good response, and the community wants us back, and we just, you know, it doesn't stop in the front office with baseball, especially with independent ball. So we hit the pavement, and we're always talking about it, what we're going to do, what we're going to do different, what we're going to do better, the players, who's going to come back, who got signed from an affiliated team or another independent team. So there's a lot that goes into the process.
One of the important aspects, of course, is where you play the games. And in the past, they've been out at Napa Valley College, where it gets kind of chilly at night.
It does get a little chilly at night. So it's one of the challenges playing out at the college. Yeah, it's a good venue. It's a good field. We, last year, 2019, we renovated the infield, and it played a lot better. And from what I understand, it's doing very well for the college team this year, so we were able to give back to the college in that sense, mm-hmm. Of getting a better infield.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like prospects for a field for this coming season?
Well, we're in talks with Justin Siena High School. It's as good as a field. The dimensions on the outfield are a little shorter, but I think we'll be okay with that.
You got
that.
Highway 29 there. You can pop the ball out there.
Yeah, I was looking at that. It's still quite a poke. If even for a left-handed bat, you still got to clear to get on the highway about 375 feet. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll be safe there.
Okay. Now, if that does transpire, and when will you know whether that's going to happen?
We're in talks now. We're just trying to finalize all the particulars. So it's about 95% sure.
Okay, now that means that you don't have lights, and the league has been playing under lights.
Yes, independent baseball, we don't normally play night games, except for the weekends.
Day games.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yes, day games. Mm-hmm. Except for the weekends, we play, 1 o'clock start. During the week, though, we will probably have a half hour earlier start from last year at 5 o'clock to this year at 4:30. Mm-hmm. Last year, we only had maybe, starting at 5 o'clock, we had maybe five or six games that, that went to extra innings that, we needed the lights. But that happened you need the lights towards the end of August. So
wow.
During the summer, we should be fine.
That's interesting. So a typical game, then, what would be your time schedule? When would you arrive? When would that first pitch be and so forth?
If we go to the schedule of last year, we get there for batting practice at 2 o'clock. The visiting team gets batting practice at 3 o'clock. We get the field ready for about an hour, and then game start at 5 o'clock. If we run into issues without lights, then we'll probably start at 4:30, which means everything moves up about half an hour.
Is this for the months of June, July, and August?
The season?
Yeah.
The season starts June 1st, roughly, and it goes all the way to August 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, it's after school has completed then. So you're not conflicting with the Justin Siena school dates.
Correct. Well, the only thing we will have as a conflict is the latter part of August, because I believe Justin Siena starts school back around August 15th. So we will have our away games, except for the weekends, and we'll have the weekend games at Justin Siena at the end of August.
Wow. Takes a lot of coordination, doesn't it?
It does. It does, because they have a lot. They have a busy facility with soccer, lacrosse, and things like that. So we have to coordinate in camps. So we have to coordinate to make sure the dates coincide and nobody gets in each other's way, so to speak.
Well, obviously, this doesn't just happen. So tell us about some of the people and some of your sponsors that make this a possibility.
Well, we have Ken Taylor, who's part of T.O. Masonry. We have Adam and Stacy Hursley, part of Hursley Wines. They are diligently working with us, and they're part of the host families. We have the Kronkles that help us out. We have sponsors that just give, and we appreciate all of it. Our food sponsors, Felipe's, Fazerati's, Via Corona, Taco Rosarita. I mean, I can't say enough kind things about our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and Alma can't function without some really good baseball expertise working with you. And that means assistant general managers, that means field managers, that means coaches and all. How do you come about these people?
Well, the fortunate thing is that we have a good reputation, so we get a lot of inquiries about people that wanting to join the Napa Silverados, whether it be in the broadcast booth, interning, baseball operations. Alma does a great job as a GM. I've been the field manager for the past 7 years in this league. So, you know, we have assistant pitching coach Billy Filo that is coming back.
So you're going to stay with the same people?
In terms of the coaching staff?
No, as far as his home that you're able to locate for him, you know, when you try to match up.
The host families?
Host families.
Yeah, I believe that he'll
That's
go back.
That's almost like a family there.
It is a family thing. He has a very good host family.
Yeah, we had his host family in on the radio, a couple of years ago, I guess, now. But they were real. It's almost like their son.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us some aspects as far as what you have been doing during the off season.
Well, I've been diligently getting some of these players second and third looks with different organizations, the A's, the D-backs, the Pirates. And then, you know, the good thing about it is that they get to move on. The bad thing about it is I have to get them replaced. So I've been reaching out to players that either got released from affiliated ball or somebody that graduated college that didn't get a hard enough look. So it's just been hard trying to fill those holes that we're going to have the season to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you mentioned repeats. What are some of the names of some of those that you hope that might be back?
I hope that comes back, and I don't hope they come back. Mm-hmm. It's people like Dakota, Nick Ulch, you know, Dominic Bencourt, Josh Montelongo. You know, I want them to come back, but at the same time, I want them to move on.
You want them to advance on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, I've been talking to people to replace those positions in case they get to move on.
Yeah, that was one of the original objectives of the league, was to provide opportunities for players to advance.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. You know, it's funny that you ask that or say that, because in the beginning of the season, I always tell the players, you know, the roster is not going to be the same at the end of the season as it is now. You know, and you say that with the hopes of these players getting picked up by a higher league or an affiliated baseball team. But then when it happens, you're like, oh, really? It's happening now? We're running for the playoffs and we had a chance to win the championship. But I always say I'd rather have them move up and out than win a ring.
There were some problems towards the end of last season regarding some off-field activities. Have those been resolved?
I'm not sure.
There were some of the teams that actually had to fold because of that.
Yeah. Oh, that was in 2000. So the beginning of the season of 2019, we had some teams need to leave the league, one of them being the Martinez Clippers and the Pittsburgh Diamonds.
Mm-hmm. So have those teams been replaced?
They have. They revamped, but they are joining a different league, a lower league called the Pecos League, which is okay because the Martinez field is a little bit small for our caliber of play.
Okay, well then what teams will we have in the league with the Silverados?
We will have the Vallejo Admirals, the Sonoma Stompers. We have a new team in Fairfield called the Fairfield Dawcoin.
Oh, where will they play?
They will be playing in the stadium in Fairfield. I forget what it's called. It's part of the Expo, Fairfield Expos.
Okay.
Group. And us.
Okay.
And we're still in talks with a travel team that will be coming into town.
So yeah, how did that work out last year?
It worked out very well. Unfortunately for them, they don't have a home field, but it gives us a chance to see different players and see different pitchers. And
they were out of where, Nebraska?
They were out of Kansas.
Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah.
And overall aspect then has to have a commissioner. So tell us about your commissioner.
Yeah, Jonathan Stone is our repeat commissioner. He was the commissioner of 2018, went on hiatus, had to take care of some things, and came back with us 2020. So we're happy to have him. He's doing a great job keeping us all in order, in line, and keeping the train moving.
We're talking with Tito Fuentes. He's with the Silverados. Actually, a lot of people still refer to him as Tito Fuentes Jr. Do you have a preference on that?
You never can give yourself a nickname, but I'm fine with Junior.
You are, isn't
yeah.
Tell us about your dad now, how he's doing, and a little bit about if he's continuing with baseball.
Yes, he is continuing with baseball. He's doing fine. Thank you for asking. Still living in Reno. Likes the cold. Getting ready for the season to start. Spring training starts this week, I believe, or anyways, people starting to report.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's continuing with the Giants, still doing broadcasting for the Spanish radio.
Mm-hmm. And he's been doing that for how long?
Ooh, I remember him doing it in 86, in 85 even, when the Giants were a candlestick. So what's that, 40 years now?
Uh-huh. Did he get World Series rings?
He has 5 rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we'll continue our conversation with Tito Fuentes. But first, we're going to take a little break here. We're talking with Tito Fuentes Jr., who is the field manager, and his wife Alma is the general manager of the team. So give us a little idea about what steps you're taking from now until the realization of that first pitch.
To me, every day is going to be the first pitch. But what we're trying to do now is, we're revamping everything. We're getting everything in place. We're really looking to get this thing more family-oriented. So we want to get more family entertainment out there, more activities for the kids. It's going to be great that we're going to be in the community, a little bit closer into the community. So there's going to be a lot more foot traffic. We're doing a lot of different things.
Well, it takes a lot of different people to do these things.
It does. It takes community. Mm-hmm. Awareness is one of the things. It's funny that we're in Napa, and even though it's a big town, it's a small town, but a lot of people still don't know that we are here in Napa playing professional baseball.
Well, you did have some signage out by the college last year.
Yeah, that helped.
And if you're going to be over at Justin Siena, you're going to have some really good visibility there as far as traffic going by.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a nice press box there at Justin Siena as well, too.
Yes, it's going to be more. It's going to be better for the visiting team, of course, for us. It's a little bit more closer to the field for the fans. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good venue.
Yeah, out in left field, there's a new project going on, and that'll be part two of our program today. We'll find out more about the Watermark, and I know you're involved with what's happening because of your wife's working with them.
Correct. She is the one of the directors of the Watermark. So we're going to get a lot of those guests at our games too, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good venue.
All they have to do is walk outside the door and there they are.
Exactly. We'll get a special passage for them.
As Alan Rossi, the former baseball coach, Justin Siena, said, he wants a spot right up there on the top floor where he can overlook the baseball field.
He can have the spot next to me in the dugout, whatever he wants. He's a good man.
Well, we're going to find out about that in the next segment. But we're going to concentrate on the Silverados during this segment and find out a bit about where funds come in now. You have an off season, so not much happening there, but you need funds to operate. So you need to get started, and you have to have some boosters, you have to have supporters, you have to have ticket sales and a variety of things. Who coordinates all that?
Believe it or not, it's Alma. She does all that. She handles sponsorships with me for the most part. We coordinate with ticket sales, which includes the sponsorship packages, but the community really, really helps us, supports us. They want baseball in Napa. Chal Daniels, Mel Engel are really big supporters, and they want to see this thing strive and survive. So, you know, we're grateful for them and people like them. It takes a bit of effort to raise the funds, and we appreciate every dollar that comes in, and the host families is a big part of our program as well, because these players come from all walks of life, all parts of the world, and, you know, they need a place to stay because it is quite expensive to stay here in Napa.
Yeah. Well, we thought with the advent of Major League Baseball players reporting for spring training that we need to let the Napa people know about our team, the Silverados. So who better to tell us what's happening and what will be happening than Tito Fuentes Jr.? So give us an idea as far as your concept for the new season.
So going forward, of course, there's going to be new faces. We're reaching out to our previous sponsors, and we're going to try to get some new sponsors as well. The vision is to win a championship this year, but every year I say that, and we get the best players, and these best players move on to bigger and better things. But we maintain our quality of baseball. It's very good baseball, professional baseball. But the vision is to outreach more in the community, let the community know that we're here, more awareness. And we really want to involve the Little League, the Cal Ripkins, the Babe Ruth to come to more games. We want interns. We want, you know, not just the baseball players get to move on to bigger and better ventures, but our interns also have been placed to the Warriors, to the Raiders, to the Niners, to the Milwaukee Brewers. So we get a lot of interns that come in, come here, put them on the resume, and then we get them jobs elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, the interns, are they mostly local people, or do they come in from outside the area?
Most of them are local, so we get a lot of college interns that go away to college and then come back for the summer, and they need an internship for their college resume and for their future, and we help them. We facilitate.
Mm-hmm. What about the storage of bats and gloves and equipment and uniforms and all of this? How do you handle that?
We have a storage container that we store all of our baseball necessities, operation stuff in for the off season.
Just one big one or what?
It's a 20-footer, so it's big enough to handle all the necessities that we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have at this point any assistants working with you as far as coaches?
Not at this moment. We haven't named anyone. We have a lot of inquiries. We still have to go through the process of the interviews. So right now it's just the front staff with Alma heading that up and myself.
Is there going to be a draft day for the league?
That's a good question. So we've been having a lot of league meetings on the offseason. So the concept this year is having a league tryout once again this year. And then instead of just picking, we're going to have a draft. So after the trial, we'll go back to probably the Stomper's office because they have a nice large office, and we'll do a draft. And I think the draft concept will be just like the big leagues, you know, the last place team will pick first and so on.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea as far as the talent that might be coming in this year?
Yeah, so there's a lot of exciting talent that's coming in on all the teams because, you know, we have a lot of guys that are retiring, that have been in the league 3 or 4 years, and are aging out, 26, 27 years old, and I think want to get on with their lives. Or they've been picked up by an affiliated team or higher league. So we're getting a lot of players that are got released during the offseason, and players that were overlooked from D1 schools and across the country.
Some of the leagues around the country have players that come in that have to pay to play. What is that status in this league?
Good question. So last year we did a trial basis with the San Rafael Pacifics. They wanted to try this pay-to-play concept. And we were reluctant, but we let them go ahead and try the experiment. Didn't work out because we felt that the integrity of the game and the league was in jeopardy with that stigma. So we don't have that anymore. So all the players in the league get paid.
Is San Rafael back in the league?
San Rafael have decided not to join the league this year.
Why is that?
For the concept of not paying their players. They want to go with a collegiate format. And you can't call yourself a professional league if you have that.
Wow, and they were one of the top teams in the league.
They have a history. I think they have 3 championships out of the 8 seasons. They are normally one of the top teams. But they have a different philosophy in the way the rest of the league runs their teams in promoting players.
So at this juncture, you have 4 teams in the league?
At this juncture, we have 4 teams, which makes it an official league.
And you're hopeful for at least a 5th.
Yeah, the 5th would be nice, I think, in my opinion. It gives us a break throughout the season so we don't have to play 6 days in a row. But it also shortens up your season to 60 games instead of 72.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else can you share with us as far as the new Silverados for this coming season?
Well, we are finally going to be introducing a mascot, and I believe the mascot's name is going to be Hi-Ho Silverado, and that comes from the creation of Alma, the GM. So we're excited about that. So look out for Hi-Ho Silverado.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so looking ahead, you'll start practices when?
So spring training is going to start the week before Bottle Rock, so I think that's the 17th of May, around there.
Mm-hmm. So that's when the players start coming in?
That's when they start coming in and barnstorming Napa.
Well, it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. You know, you think at the end of the season, you're done. You might take a day or two off, and then you get right back at it.
Yeah. Well, it's a good sport, baseball. And,
it's a great sport.
And Tito Fuentes Jr., you certainly do a great job in promoting it. All right, Tito, have a good season. Thanks for joining us.
Ira, always a pleasure. And please, if you need me to come back, I'm more than happy to.
Well, keep up to date with the Silverados. Well, we continue along here today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith, and we have a couple special guests now joining us, so let's welcome them into the program. First of all, Alma, we just heard from her husband, Tito. So, Alma Fuentes, you're working with this new organization called the Watermark. Well, I don't know if it's new, but it's new to us. So what can you tell us about your connection with them?
Thank you, Ira. Good morning. I am very excited to be actually recruited by the Watermark and Heidi Charette, our executive director here. They are a innovative, new to Napa, but not new to the retirement community. And Heidi will talk about that, the history of the Watermark, in a minute. I am the membership director for the property that will be launched. It's actually launched already, but we're going to be moving folks in, hopefully in the end of July and early August this year.
Coming right up.
And yes, it so happens to be right next door to Justin Sienna, which is going to be really great. We're building a community. Earlier you talked about baseball, but we're going to build a community of innovative, active retired seniors over on the community there.
Sounds like a friend of mine named Bill O'Byrne who's looking forward to being over there. He's already signed up for that.
That's wonderful. Maybe you can come.
Well, let's find out now a little bit more from Heidi Charette about her position now. So tell us, as the overall manager, how you have come in contact with the company and what your duties really are.
Thank you. Thanks, Ira. Yeah, my name's Heidi Charette, and I'm the executive director at Watermark. I joined Watermark last year. I came up from Southern California because of the reputation of the company. Watermark has been in operation for 30 years. We have 60 communities nationwide. So it is new to Napa, and what we have to offer now is what we call the Elan Collection, and that is a very elevated brand, very luxury retirement living for our Watermark members. And there's five communities that have been chosen for this elevated brand. Napa was one. Hmm. There's two in Tucson, which is where we are. Our home office is located. Beverly Hills and Brooklyn, New York. So what you will find here in Napa is a beautiful resort-like senior living community that will serve independent residents. We will provide assisted services, and we have a very wonderful, dedicated memory care space.
Do you have three levels?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Three levels. And how we differ from other communities in the area, the differentials is important to know, is that our entire community is going to be licensed for assisted care, so that even the most independent resident that comes in, and we have many reservations already, they will be able to receive services in the event of an emergency. There will be staff 24 hours a day that will respond in the event of an emergency. But otherwise, a very active community with three restaurants. One is a very casual grab-and-go kind of dining, a casual dining, and a formal dining room, very comparable to what you will find in fine dining cuisine in the Napa area.
Are these restaurants just for the people that live there, or
yes,
are they open for guests to come in?
That's a great question. They're open for members, guests. It's not open to the public, mm-hmm, but members, guests will be able to attend. Another part of the program important to know is we are not a buy-in. There are some communities in the area where you actually buy the unit, anywhere from $500,000 to over $1 million for the unit. We are a very simple lease option. So you rent the apartment month to month, which allows you to use your money in any way that you like, take your investments and put them wherever you like, rather than tying it up in an apartment. We do have a membership fee, like a country club. So to belong to an exclusive club, such as Watermark Napa Valley, there is a membership fee. It's a one-time fee. And then you simply pay your month-to-month rent.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the facilities like that you have or will have there?
Sure. Alma, you want to talk a little bit about what our common areas look like and what programs we'll be providing?
One of the things that's going to be really exciting about the Watermark Napa Valley is what we call the Watermark University. It's an auditorium-style area, so a dedicated area where we will utilize the residents' backgrounds, such as yourself, Ira. You're great at broadcasting. Let's just say you retired, you moved in, you would be able to actually teach classes on broadcasting or community relations. Mm-hmm. We have folks from all over the world that we're going to pull from their expertise to share what their backgrounds are, and it actually allows the folks to get to know each other better,
yeah,
and to share those experiences and continue to learn,
yeah,
even in their golden years or continuing to learn. And I think that has been really well received. We have a gentleman who's actually a dog. He has homed a
dog for seeing eye dog.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he is so excited, you know, to be able to provide that information to his neighbors.
Pets are allowed there?
Yes. Absolutely, pets are allowed. We love our four-legged friends. We have a pet park. I may call it Central Bark. We're still thinking of a name for that, but absolutely bring your pets. I do want to mention Watermark has partnered with the developer. Important to mention Oppidan. Oppidan is the developer building the community. They are based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, wow. And then Watermark will be the managing company for our community.
Yeah, wow. Now, what is the essence of the Elon collection that you alluded to?
Yes, the Elon collection is an elevated brand. So not only is the building, the community, going to be fabulous with finishes, but we're going to be looking at the elevated programs as well. As Alma talked about the Watermark University, we want to celebrate our residents. Oftentimes, people dig their heels in and they don't want to make a move to retirement living because there's not much happening. You just sit around. You think of people just sitting around in wheelchairs and not doing anything. Well, we're celebrating you, the members, to say you have a life of history that you can share interests. It can be a career, or it can be just an interest, different foreign language classes. But again, the cuisine being very, very high end. So it is an exclusive club.
Mm-hmm. Are there a variety of options available as far as the residents themselves, as far as what spaces?
Sure. Thank you for asking that. Yes, we have studios to two-bedroom apartments, anywhere from 500 square feet to 1,300 square feet. And the common areas, we will have an art room, social club, fitness center. We will have an outdoor yoga deck. So we have beautiful outdoor spaces, barbecues available for residents to cook out if you would like. And the daily activities that we will have. We will also be going on excursions. It might be a day trip. It might be a weekend trip. I want to also mention the services that we're providing for our residents who come to need care. Very simply, unlike other communities, very simply, if you move into independent living and down the line you come to need care, you simply move to the other side of our community where our caregivers are located. Mm-hmm. Watermark calls our caregivers Nayas, and that is a Sanskrit word for guiding light or leader. So to keep the clinical out of the picture, we will say you will have your Naya assist you with your activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
And then certainly moving on to memory care, if that does become an option, a need, we will also do excursions with our memory care residents. We will do weekend outings to camping trips, fishing. So very elevated programming for our members.
What are we looking at as far as numbers there, mm-hmm. as far as numbers of different levels?
Levels, yes. So the membership fee currently is $55,000 to come in.
The number of rooms.
Sure. The number of rooms, we have 173 apartments. And we have some shared spaces in our memory care, but 173 apartments broken up. 80 apartments are independent living, 71 is assisted living, and then we have a 22-unit memory care. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a community.
It's wonderful, yes.
What about storage space?
We do not have storage space. We are working with the local storage companies to offer a special for the storage.
Mm-hmm. About the area, you're located there adjacent to Justin Siena, mm-hmm. but how much of that property will be available for the residents to utilize?
Alma, do you want to talk about the intergenerational program?
Yes, actually, we're working with David Holkman over at Justin Siena, the president of Justin Siena, to create intergenerational programs that we could utilize the youth with the seniors and seniors with the youth. And I think that is going to set us apart again from other communities where it's a very integrated programs where it's normal to have a bunch of kids just coming in the front door and to keep that level of energy there on the property. Also, we're going to be partnering with Justin Siena to possibly use the track the track field for the seniors as well. We're actually going to have bocce ball, pickleball on our property, on the Watermark property. And then there are some future talks about possibly integrating more of the Justin Siena property to have those programs, possibly even maybe building a swimming pool down the line.
Oh, wow.
But we
will be used jointly.
Yes.
You know, another part of the intergenerational, very important, is, you know, students need to write papers, they need to do studies. Rather than Googling, why not walk across the field and go interview a person who has experienced life? My daughter is a Marine Corps helicopter pilot, and over the years, I've been in the industry for 25 years as an executive director. She had opportunities to talk to retired, particularly a retired colonel in the Marine Corps, an aviator. And so he was so excited about what is aviation now, and she really wanted to know what was aviation like in the 40s. So this is what we're going to be able to offer the students at Justin Siena. Also, they have their theater and their concerts, and so our residents will be able to enjoy that as well.
Right, but you don't need a car.
Right, exactly.
But do you allow your residents to own cars?
Yes, absolutely. There's great parking. We will have covered parking once we open. We will be putting covered parking in. So, yes, absolutely bring your vehicles. But if you come to no longer drive for whatever reason, we will provide transportation to and from doctor's appointments, on excursions, and, of course, your trips to the stores. Another feature important to know is that your apartment will have a full kitchen, a stackable washer and dryer. So in combination of the restaurants that we have on the property, you'll be able to still cook in your apartment. Also, the assisted living apartments will have full kitchens as well, which is not common in the industry. Usually assisted apartments will only have a microwave and maybe a refrigerator. So you'll be able to enjoy a full kitchen even in your assisted apartment.
Does the Watermark at Napa Valley allow the residents to visit other locations of the Watermark?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. And we have four different locations in the Bay Area, many in California. But yes, if they wanted to visit and stay at one of the other properties, that is absolutely acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, this should make Napa Valley appealing to some of the other property places,
That's
too.
Right. That's right. As long as there's availability. We are getting reservations quite swiftly. So,
yes,
as long as there's availability.
Okay. Now, you indicate that you're going to start moving people in July. Mm-hmm. Now, what percentage of the property will be ready, do you think, at that time?
100%.
Wow.
100%. We will be obtaining a license with the Department of Social Services. Again, that is the license that will allow us to care for people at any level, again, even our independent residents. Once we go through the licensing process, the entire building is inspected and needs to be completely operational. So those who are wondering, will I have it fully operational when I move in? Yes, absolutely.
What's the status of housekeeping and laundry services for the program?
So the laundry and housekeeping services are as this. The independent resident will come in and we'll get biweekly housekeeping services, and the residents who reside in assisted living will get weekly housekeeping services. So you will have a stackable washer and dryer in your unit, so you will be able to maintain your personal laundry. But when the housekeeping comes in, they will strip your bed, they will wash your linens and your towels for you.
You have the three restaurants. Is this based on the level that the person is, or can they have an option as far as which of the three they visit?
They have the option to visit any one of the restaurants, again, either a casual dining or a formal dining. Our assisted living residents have a dedicated space for dining, because if they have any need of oversight while they're eating, we have caregivers our NIAs will be available to them. But even if they want to dine outside of that dining, they can choose any one of the restaurants to dine in.
It seemed to me it would take a lot of professionals to put this together as far as your team. So how does a new company coming in like the Watermark at Napa Valley form this team?
So we have recruiters that help, but really myself as the executive director, we will post and if you are interested in joining our team, you can see on Indeed as the positions come open. I'm doing the interviewing for the leadership team. Currently, we have already brought on our dining services director. His name is Mariano, and he comes internationally to us as an executive chef and has worked a number of years in Hawaii. So we're very, very excited about him. But we're really looking at the best of the best, because the Elan Collection is an elevated brand. We want the best talent. So we're recruiting early, because we want to have plenty of time to find the best talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that can be local, or it could be from outside the area?
It can be, yes, anywhere. It's going to be whatever the best talent is. Currently, we are looking for nurses, a maintenance director, and a sales associate. Those are the three positions right now that we're looking for. And then we will open up as we get closer to a community life director, who is our activity person, as well as business office director and the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll continue with more about the Watermark here on Today in the Napa Valley. So stay tuned right there. We'll be right back. Well, Today in the Napa Valley continues along now as we're talking with Heidi Charette and with Alma Fuentes. And so let's find out a little more about this Watermark Napa Valley. We see it. We've been watching it on Highway 29, right adjacent to Justin Siena. Now we want to find out more about it. So how do we find out about reservations?
Great. Thank you so much. So we are located currently, we are officing in a leasing gallery, and it is located at 2999 Solano Avenue, Suite A. It is just south of Redwood on Solano Avenue, and there you'll find renderings. You'll find we have a kitchen that's built out, so you'll see what your kitchen looks like, and we'll have all the floor plans so that you can select your apartment. The deposit is only $5,000. It will take the room off the market. It's your room. And at the time of signing the residency agreement, at that time, a membership fee will be due in your first month's rent. That will be about 30 days before we open our doors. So only a $5,000 deposit. It is fully refundable. So if you come in, you select an apartment, and for some reason life happens and you come to not move in, it is fully refundable. So people are reserving, as I said, swiftly, because you want to get the best apartment available. Our two-bedroom apartments are going quickly in independent living. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to move in this summer. July, August is what we're planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that the chamber was pleased that you selected to join the Napa Chamber. So I hope
we're very happy to join.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Alma, you can probably tell us about how you come in contact with some of these skilled people, because that's going to be very important, I would think.
In terms of skilled people, in terms of working with us?
Yes.
Yes. With my background here in Napa, I've shared with Heidi that our community is filled with highly skilled folks, and we've been able to and to actually utilize our relationships to get the word out about how great this community will be in addition to Napa. I don't want to steal from other folks, and our door is open, but we would love folks in town, our locals, our skilled workers here to apply. Heidi has met many friends and co-workers of mine already that have actually just come to us because everybody's curious about the beautiful building on 29 next to Justin Siena. And she's been able to meet folks, and they've been putting their applications in, and it's great. I think that this is a place that will attract really highly skilled folks.
You know, since this is the Napa Valley, I think an interesting aspect is that you have a wine bar there as part of the setup.
Of course. Well, you know, what's Napa Valley without a wine bar? You bet. Yes.
And also a full-service salon and spa?
Yes. Our full-service salon and spa is called Indulge. And Indulge is going to have beauty barber services, mani-pedis. We'll also have a masseuse. And coupled with our fitness center, we'll have fitness classes. We will be having a relationship with Synergy Health Club here in town. We do not have a pool, but for those who want to enjoy aquatics classes, swimming, we will be paying for your pool membership at Synergy Health Club so that you don't miss out on those water aquatic programs that you currently enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your literature, you had some information about Skynet. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. So Skynet is a program. It's an emergency response system where you will have a pendant or a wristlet, and you will push that button in the event of an emergency. Some of you have that already at home, but this is within the community. It will have a GPS in it, so no matter where you are in the community, our NIAs will be able to locate you and respond to an emergency. And again, this is true for our very independent residents as well, because you do not know what you have, you know, what possibilities, what emergencies may arise. Mm-hmm. Something else I wanted to mention as far as the continuum of care of our community. We do not have a skilled nursing center on the property, but because our license with the Department of Social Services allows us to care for people through hospice services, it is not necessary for you to go to a skilled nursing home. So are the days where you went directly from home into a nursing home, if you remember thinking of the old nursing home. Because we have this lovely assisted brand, we're able to care for you through those hospice days. The only time you would need to go to a skilled nursing home is if you have a surgery and you need rehab, or any reason that you would need rehab. But then you would return to Watermark at Napa Valley for any home health therapy and any continued care at that time.
Okay. Now, do you have assistance as far as moving in? Or do you provide the furniture? Or do people moving in, the residents, provide their own furniture? How's that handled?
That's correct. It is your favorite furniture that you would bring in. It is an apartment set up to allow you to set up as comfortably as you can. We have some agencies that we're working with, third-party agencies, that we can give you information on relocation, companies that will consign items for you, help you if there's certain things that you want to take to the dump, and then separate things out that you would like to bring to your residents. But your residents will have the full kitchen and the stackable washer and dryer. The rest is for you.
Mm-hmm. So then you bring your own stuff in. Mm-hmm. And the overall aspect then, as far as security, do you have other special type locks, or how do you handle that
right,
aspect?
So the residents will be able to enter the community anytime, 24 hours a day. The doors will be locked. Usually at sundown, it will be seasonal. It will be at sundown, so the community will be secured at that time. But guests will be able to enter with a doorbell, and the wake staff will provide entrance to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, any final comment, first of all, from Alma Fuentes? Do you have any final?
I just want to say that I want to welcome Heidi to Napa, because she is an exceptional, passionate professional who has been working in the senior industry for so many years. Mm-hmm. She's been teaching compliance classes to all the folks who actually work in a lot of our communities. So I'm really looking forward to working.
And so we're fortunate to have her here.
We really are. I can't say enough about her.
Okay. And Heidi, how do you follow that up?
I can't. Alma, you're a joy to have on the team. And please let me also mention and welcome Jim Tuberty. He is our other membership director. He's back at the Leasing Gallery. Again, please join us at the Leasing Gallery at 2999 Solano Avenue. There you will be able to choose your residence and share in the excitement of moving into a brand new community here in Napa.
With three levels, the independent living, the assisted living, and the memory care. Wow.
That's right. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's the story. And now you know about the watermark at Napa Valley. So our thanks to Heidi and Alma for coming in, and earlier Tito Fuentes Jr. You've been listening to Today in the Napa Valley, your Chamber of Commerce Napa edition. I'm Ira C. Smith. Stay tuned. A lot more coming your way.